God with us. What a thought. God, the architect, ruler, and sustainer of all creation, choosing to become one of us, choosing to come to earth with the heartbeat of a baby.
One night in a sable, in Bethlehem town, the King of all kings from heaven came down. He was born of a virgin, as a prophet foretold. He came to this earth from a city of gold. He laid in a crown to prove he was king. No title or deed, he owned everything. The heaven proclaimed his majesty. He is a king of eternity.
Oh,
Christ the King chose to leave his throne to come to earth, choosing to become one of us. The story of Christmas is a story about choices. We're going to discover that every person who took part in the wondrous event we call Christmas was faced with choices, beginning with God. For God himself chose the perfect moment in time and the precise location for the birth of his Savior. He chose a common teenage girl to be the mother of his son. I wonder how many of us have ever pondered or considered the dilemma of this young Jewish girl named Mary, the one God had chosen. She was engaged and waiting for her wedding day when an angel appeared to announce that God had selected her to bear his son. Although God had chosen Mary, would she submit to the will of her Lord? You see, God would never force Mary to do something contrary to her will, for God gave mankind, from the beginning of time, the freedom of choice. Would she choose to obey God, or would she run away? Would she tell Joseph, her fiancé, of her glorious blessing, or would she hide in shame? What would her parents think? What would her friends think? Surely she realized the consequences, yet still she chose to surrender to the Lord's marvelous plan for her life. "Be it unto me according to your word," was Mary's choice.
The road ahead may not be easy. The task before me seems so great. Lord, I don't know why you would choose me, but I will trust you and obey. I will be your servant, body, mind, and soul, yielding to you, Father. I give you full control. It is my desire to see your word fulfilled. I will be your servant, Lord. I choose to do your will.
The Lord does all things well. And what he does perfectly and completely. Just as God chose Mary, he had also chosen Joseph to be the earthly father to his heavenly son. Now Joseph was a just man, and after hearing of the coming child, not wanting to disgrace Mary, he decided to secretly break the engagement. But God intervened, sent the angel of the Lord to Joseph in a dream, and told him the child that Mary was carrying was conceived in her by the Holy Spirit. Joseph pushed back his fear and chose to obey the voice of God and took Mary as his wife.
My trembling heart has many questions. Lord, I don't really understand. But you assured me of your presence. I surrender to your plan.
I will be your servant, body, mind, and soul. Yielded to you, Father, I give you full control. It is my desire to see your word fulfilled. I will be your servant, Lord. I choose to do your will. Your will. I will be your servant, body, mind, and soul. Yielded to you, Father, I give you full control. It is my desire to see your word fulfilled. I will be your servant, Lord. I choose to do your will. Lord, I choose to do your will.
And Mary brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. And suddenly, a multitude of the heavenly host began praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." shepherds. Simple men with humble hearts were filled with fear when the angel of the Lord and the glory of his presence lit up the sky that first Christmas. The angel revealed to them that a Savior had been born. Leaving their flock and their responsibility, the shepherds hurriedly traveled to Bethlehem to find this baby who is Christ the Lord. And there he was, lying in a manger, just as the angel had said. Scriptures reveal that they could not contain what they saw and what they heard. It's amazing that common keepers of sheep were the first invited to see the Savior of the world. Think what the shepherds would have missed had they chosen to disregard God's invitation. We're not certain of the exact time, but we do know that men of great wisdom from a distant country saw a brilliant star. Leaving houses and lands, they chose to follow that majestic star, wherever it would lead, no matter how long the journey might be. What would cause these men to follow a star? Why would they spend a portion of their life and their own money looking for a king of another kingdom? These honorable men searched diligently, bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They were determined to find the young king and to worship him. Sometimes we fail to consider the human side of this story. The star that led the wise men brought them first to the city of Jerusalem. It's not surprising that these learned men went through official channels in their search for the Messiah. They questioned Herod, the governor of Judea, as to the whereabouts of this new king. He had to consult the chief priests and scribes to learn that the ancient scrolls had prophesied Bethlehem, a small village just 5 miles from Jerusalem, as the place where Christ, the Messiah, would be born. I can imagine, as these men had entered the town of prophecy, they probably stopped someone and inquired where the king might be found. Yet those who lived within the very town did not know the Son of God was in their midst.
Say you've traveled far, bearing treasure. You say these gifts are for the new king's pleasure. I've heard that a king might come, but until now there hasn't been. New kid in town, and I think he's just a few doors down the road. There's a new kid in town, but he's just another baby, I suppose. Heaven knows there's a new kid in town here in Bethlehem. Here in Bethlehem.
The love that came gently that night in Bethlehem changed the world forever. This one who is prophesied by the ancients, proclaimed by the angels, praised by the shepherds, and pursued by wise men, he is Savior, Redeemer, Lord, and King. And the angel told Mary to call his name Jesus. Shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He shall be called great, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. He shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. For the next few days, all around the world, people will celebrate this holiday season in some form or fashion. Many of them not really understanding why this time of year is so alive, so anticipated, why it touches our emotions. What is Christmas? What is the heart of it all? Let me ask you, what is the most memorable Christmas that comes to your mind? As a child, what was the best gift you ever received? Was it a certain baby doll, maybe a brand new bicycle or a wagon, some toy or favorite game? For you adults, was it something sparkly that went on your finger? Maybe it was in the driveway with a big bow on the windshield. There are some of you older folks that remember when families weren't as financially blessed as they are today. It was a treat to get an apple, a couple of oranges, maybe some walnuts or pecans. Others would say, the best Christmas you can ever remember was when the family was all together, in the same house, under the same roof, and life was simple. How easy it is, in the day we live in, to miss the heart of Christmas. All the collected memories, the celebrating, the feasting, our most precious and favorite gifts, cannot compare with the gift that is laid in a manger on Christmas morn. You see, the heart of Christmas is love, is Jesus, God's gift
the gift that is beyond what you and I could ever comprehend, the greatest gift of all time, for it is the gift of eternal life. The heart of Christmas is the heart of God Himself. God reaching down from heaven to love, to redeem mankind. For God so loved the world that He gave His Son that we would not perish, but have everlasting life.
The heart of Christmas, what hope it brings, the promise of redeeming love through Christ the infant King. So undeserving, yet still I find God's greatest gift can be
God's greatest gift can be yours and it can be mine. Each of us must choose what we will do with the gift God extends to us.
Some say life is just a series of decisions. We make choices, we live and learn. Now I'm standing there. A crossroads, and I must choose which way to turn. Down the one road is all the world can offer, all its power, its wealth and fame. Down the other is a man with nail scars in his hands, and there's mercy in his eyes, and there's power in his name. I choose Jesus. I choose Jesus. Without a solitary doubt, I choose Jesus. Not for miracles, but for loving me. Not for Bethlehem, but for Calvary. Not just today, but for eternity. I choose Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Oh, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided.
decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I choose Jesus, I choose Jesus. Without a solitary doubt, I choose Jesus. Not for miracles, but love in me. Not just for Bethlehem, but for Calvary. Not just today, but for eternity. I choose Jesus. I choose Jesus. I choose
Many of us chose to follow Jesus years ago and have worshipped this King for many Christmases. Christmas calls us to remember that a Savior came to give us life. It calls us to remember Mary's complete surrender, Joseph's willing heart, the shepherd's blind faith, the wise men's determination to worship. Christmas calls to the followers of Jesus to remember our commitment and our need to give the Lord first place in our lives. And yes, Christmas calls us to remember the sweet and precious memories surrounding this time of year.